5. Discussion. I don't think they've got any idea of what's really happening out there for a disabled person. Quote from interview number 85. The findings outlined in this monitoring research project represent a vast array of human rights issues, challenges and barriers experienced by disabled New Zealanders and our right to the highest attainable standard of health. A key theme woven throughout the interviews concerned interviewee well-being. In line with the findings of other mental health inquiries, this monitoring research brought to light serious and prevalent mental health and well-being challenges experienced by disabled people. For example, stress and anxiety when engaging with health and disability systems. A lack of financial security, which negatively impacted interviewee health and well-being. Loneliness and isolation. A lack of community access. Negative emotional and cognitive implications of COVID-19 disruptions and lockdowns. Another key factor influencing the cycle of monitoring research was the review of the National Health and Disability System and subsequent reforms. While April 2021's announcement envisioned a health and disability system with the potential to address some of the concerns raised by interviewees, the findings of this report show that there are also issues raised throughout the interviews that do not appear to have been directly addressed by the reforms, including inconsistent and inadequate funding systems, needs assessment and service coordination services, access to diagnosis, medication subsidies, disabled people in prisons, inaccessible complaints procedures. A final key theme that was identified throughout the interviews related to models of disability. The way in which disability and impairment is understood and responded to by the health and disability sector has a significant impact on the way we navigate our health and well-being. Reflecting on the findings, two key disability model themes emerged. At a systems level, the health and disability system review and reforms appear to have made a positive move away from the medical model of disability and embraced the ethos of the social model by recognizing existing barriers within the current health and disability system. However, at the time of writing this report, there was little evidence of a rights-based approach being utilized to guide policy responses to disability rights violations. At an individual level, however, findings indicated that there is still a long way to go until health and well-being professionals fully understand the difference between the medical, social, and rights models of disability and actively move towards the unapologetic promotion of the rights model of disability within their respective professions. In addition to the identified issues, challenges, and barriers, further analysis of the data by the Disabled Person-Led Monitoring Team also revealed 4 key areas of systemic failures that underpinned the findings reported by interviewees. Te tiriti o waitangi, funding systems, health literacy, and complaints procedures. Echoing the negative experiences of disabled people, these key systems and areas were identified as requiring significant improvement in order for the health and disability system to deliver on the obligations contained within the UNCRPD. 5.1. Honouring Te Tiriti o Waitangi. The findings of the Health Services and Outcomes Inquiry, Y2575, commissioned by the Waitangi Tribunal, revealed that tangata whaikaha, whānau hoa, disabled Māori, experienced significant barriers and challenges in the health and disability system. Kawai and Allport, 2019. Confirming the findings of the inquiry, This monitoring research showed that population-based health programs often do not meet the specific needs of tangata whaikaha whānau hauā. This was compounded by a lack of understanding and implementation of Te Tiriti principles. Hence, the health and disability system must not only adopt more recent interpretations of Te Tiriti that facilitate its realisation, but it must also consider te ao Māori perspectives of disability, matauranga Māori, Māori knowledge, and adapt procedures, processes and policies accordingly. 5.2, funding systems. The monitoring findings revealed that different and often inequitable systems of funding had negatively impacted the health and well-being of disabled people. Inadequate funding and inconsistencies between ACC and MOH systems were frequently mentioned by interviewees whose health and well-being experiences were negatively impacted by inequitable, widespread and sustained funding issues. Addressing inequitable funding is a prerequisite for the realisation of Article 25 and other articles of the UNCRPD. This requires sector reforms that extend beyond the current health and disability system reform in order to address the existing inequities. 5.3, health literacy. Analysis of the monitoring findings suggested that disabled people might have a certain level of knowledge and skills in order to effectively navigate the health and disability system. Many interviewees believed that the outcome of their interactions with the health and disability system were directly correlated with the information and knowledge they had of the system itself. That is, the more knowledge they had, the better the treatments, services, and support they received. Reflecting the concept of health literacy, the current health and disability system demands a high and sometimes unrealistic level of knowledge and skills that can be difficult for disabled people to obtain and maintain. The monitoring research also highlighted the shortcomings of the health and disability support system in enhancing health literacy specifically for disabled people. 5.4, complaints procedures. In Aotearoa, there are various formal complaints procedures to ensure ethical health and disability services. This multi-layered system of complaints procedures was reported to be inaccessible for many in the disability community. The analysis of these findings indicated a need for formal complaints procedures to be reviewed in order to address the lack of accessibility experienced by disabled people and accountability by people in positions of power. An effective, timely, easy-to-navigate and safe complaints process ensures that adverse experiences are appropriately addressed and resolved. These same procedures must also lead to systemic-level changes so that other health consumers do not experience similar challenges in the future.